Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right. The Berghoff is a rarity in America and in the restaurant industry. 100% family owned and operated for more than a century, and it's all decked out for the holidays. Pete Berghoff is the man behind it all, and he joins us on the map. Pete, how are you? Happy holidays, pal.
Fine. Thank you for having us, Dave. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. You know what? The place is always decked out so lovely for the holidays. I remember just as a kid in the 70s coming there, and just, you know, it's awe-inspiring what you do in that place.
Thank you. Yeah, this year we did a tribute to my mom, Jan Berghoff, because she really took the decor to the next level. And so we did a series of window boxes and so on up across the front of the building to honor her and all her efforts. And the house is all decked out, and it's ready for people to come and make more memories in it. It's a very special time of year. We look forward to it every year, and it's always so neat to see families coming in, and we'll have multiple generations at the same table, and we hear stories about how they come downtown and what they've enjoyed. And we're just very, very grateful to be a part of it.
Absolutely. You know, and the legacy for this restaurant, I want to talk a little bit about the history. You know, it goes back to like 1870 when it was your great-great-grandfather emigrated from Germany.
Yeah, it was 1898, so we're 126 years old. And it was my great-grandfather, Herman Joseph, that came from, he actually was living in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and had a brewery down there. And he came to Chicago for the Chicago World's Fair, the Columbian Exposition. Mm-hmm. And he was successful selling beer, so he decided to try to bring his beer to the city. And the city said, yeah, if you want to come here and sell your beer, you have to be a restaurant. So he started, basically it was buy a nickel stein of beer, get a free corned beef sandwich.
Can you still do that there?
Got his start.
Can you still do that, Pete?
Yeah, but you just adjusted for inflation.
Okay, fair enough. Well, and you know, plus, you know, the Berghoff Bar is so classic there as well. And, you know, you also have the Adams Street Brewery that is right there on site. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, this year's holiday beer, we're doing an export stout. And we have in 2017, we started the process, and we completed the brewery in 2018. We typically have about 14 varieties on at any given time, all house brewed. We've got a really unique and skilled artisan staff running the brewery. And the bar, like you mentioned, it's the home of liquor license number one.
Yeah.
And it's been there since the turn of the century, sometime around 1910. 89-foot all mahogany bar. And, you know, when you think about the stories that thing could tell, it's just amazing to be in the room. And with 14 craft brews, and then we do all kinds of custom cocktails. We always have something interesting on the menu, and everything's made by hand. The restaurant still is dedicated to basically handcrafted, handmade food and beverage.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, my grandfather, you know, and I'm sure everybody has a story like this, but my grandfather, we'd go shop on State Street when it was still cobblestone, honestly, in the 70s, and we would always go to the Berghoff. I mean, that was always a tradition, him and I, after he retired, and so that's how I got really exposed to the place. But you talk about the great food there. Let's talk about the menu a little bit.
Well, you know, at the holiday time, we always put on a lot of traditional German favorites, and they're there again, and, you know, everything is produced by Chef Matt and his crew up on the fourth floor. And, you know, we put turkey back on, and we use a turkey from Michigan Turkey, which is really extraordinary turkey breast, great stuff. And, you know, we have the rouladen and some of the traditional dishes. We put on Herman's pot roast and those kinds of things. You know, a lot of hearty, warm, cold weather food and all the fixings to go along with it. It's a lot of fun to watch the restaurant light up, and we're working hard with the Chris Kindle Market, so we've really created a really nice, welcoming, warm environment, and, you know, we're finding a way to survive, because, as you mentioned, State Street's not quite what it was, and the shopping isn't what it was, so we look for other avenues of why people come downtown, and we pair up with them.
That's awesome. That is awesome. No, I love, like, the, you know, you do have the beer battered cod that you do with the Adams Street beer. You do the currywurst. I mean, and the spatzel. I mean, my kids, they'll eat vats of that when they come in the restaurant, for sure. And then you have some classic
gravy on them.
Yeah, that's right. And then you also have some classic desserts there too.
Yeah, you know, the Yule log is back on. That's always a holiday dessert. Mm-hmm. We always have the handmade apple strudel. And, you know, I think pumpkin pie might be coming off, but Yule log came on, and Yule log to me, it means Christmas. It's kind of like going to the old Marshall Fields and getting frangos.
Yes.
It's eating a memory.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And you do private parties there too. So if you're planning something in a special event, so we'll talk a little bit about that.
We have quite a bit of space, and we have a gentleman named Jamal Bashar who runs all of our what we call private dining, and we can accommodate anything from, you know, an after office party in the bar on up to 125 sit down, and literally can put together any kind of menu you want, both Berghoff fare, traditional and non-traditional, or if you want something unique, we can do it for you. And we're always happy to have private dining, and Jamal will take great care of you, and we can do anything from the simple to the very complex.
You can also give the gift of Berghoff for the holidays, too, on your online store. Talk a little bit about what's featured there.
Well, online store has, we have some of our traditional glassware and holiday items, you know, the usual things in T-shirts and Adam Street swag and Berghoff swag. And, you know, you can, we're online, and we have a pretty advanced store, and it's very easy to order off the website.
Absolutely. It's a holiday tradition. I can't wait to get there again. It's the historic Berghoff restaurant in Chicago. Make it your destination this holiday season. And for more information where you can make reservations, find menus, and again, that online store, you can visit the Berghoff.com. Pete, we will see you soon, and have a great holiday season, sir.
Dave, thank you so much, and have a wonderful holiday season to you and your family. And we'll be excited to see you when you make it down.
Sounds great. Take care. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.